You're listening to Donscast, an unofficial fan podcast about the greatest Australian football team, the Essendon Bombers. My name is Jamie.
And I'm Nick.
And mate, it wasn't pretty, but we got the chocolates as we beat the Roos by 6 points.
Yeah, absolutely, James. It was pretty tough to watch, but I say myself, as you say, made it pretty tough going, but we were mature enough to walk away with the 4 points, and I guess at the end of the day, that's what really matters. I guess like Brad Scott was saying the other day, I certainly wouldn't be watching that replay for fun.
No, definitely not. But I think what we probably could all summarise is that I call it the old Essendon, but the Essendon with Worsfold and Rutten, they would have lost that game.
Yeah.
And they would have lost the game against Richmond as well. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. You bank the wins where you get them. Yep. And, as I said, it showed a lot of, even though, it worried me a little bit how easy North Melbourne transitioned through their midfield to their forward line.
Mm.
It was a little bit too easy. But, you know, every time we had to win the game, we'd get that next goal. Mm-hmm. And even when we were down by 17 points down at one point, mate, we kicked three goals in really quick succession, probably about 3 minutes. We got those bang, bang, bang goals.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we're back in front. So just the ability to, to come back was really good because I've been to many Essendon games especially in recent times. And Marvel can get like a graveyard in that if goes into a dull atmosphere and, all of a sudden it's last quarter of the game.
Yeah.
It's great from the Essendon fans. It was a great turnout of, 40,000 and it was, primarily Essendon supporters. The supporters really kept the vibe going, I thought, and then, the boys responded and got a win. So, very happy to be 7-5. Mm. After those four losses in a row, we've really responded to get the next three, and let's make it four against Carlton.
Yeah, absolutely, Jamin. As you say, to be 7-5. I mean, we only won seven games for the year last year, mate. We're a real chance this week to go 8-5 against Carlton, which would be a massive boon for our season. Obviously, we've got to do the work to get the job done. It's not a gimme, but we're in with a real chance, and we're playing with a lot better structure. It's not the most sexy thing in the world, but when the boys are constantly and consistently holding possession, with those little sort of 15 to 20 meter kicks around the ground, doing those switches of play where we sort of stretched north and eventually found a way through. We're a lot more patient with our build-up, James, which is good to see. But I will say our entries inside forward 50 are still bloody terrible. I mean, it doesn't help that we don't have Peter Wright, but we also don't help the likes of Wiedemann and Langford when we're just bombing it on top of their heads. You had Mackay down there all night just gobbling it up.
Griffin Logue was another one. Yeah, they've got that. They seem to be taller players down there primarily. And, as you said, mate, we're bombing it, and sometimes we're outnumbered and still bombing it. I remember Andy McGrath running inside, and, he had Wiedemann just this, 20, 30 meter kick.
Mm.
But for some reason, he just bombed it long, and there was no Essendon player there. So it's obviously it's what they're taught. But, they've got to be adaptive to be able to realise, well, there's no one there. I have to go shorter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's the thing, just lowering your eyes, looking for the best option. We're still developing in many ways. And, we gritted out the win, which is great to see. And, to be sitting here 7-5 is pretty good because, both you and I, James, didn't have as high hopes for our season as some others did.
And oh, we had hopes, mate, but we but we wanted to be realistic.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's absolutely true. No, I think we've definitely played above where I thought we were going to be this season. So yeah, it's sort of nice to be sitting here 7-5 and grumbling about a win that wasn't as much as we would have liked. It's still much better than grumbling about a loss to a side that we should have won against. So
we should remember our best and fairest player hasn't played a game.
Yep.
For his whole season, and he was our most important player last year, not just because he won the BNF. I mean, here is the difference between us winning and losing, it felt like. You know, he's just so consistent. You know, if you put it in the air, you know, it was all 6 or 7 times out of 10 he was going to mark it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's going to be a huge boom in an addition. But and we also should remember, like, our midfield was hit hard in the last month as well.
Yeah.
You know, with Sheil, and he came back but didn't look quite right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Parrish has been missing. He was having a great season at the start of the year.
Mm.
So missed him. And even Setterfield, he was the bigger body midfielder that we'd been looking for.
Yep.
And we lost him. So they were 3 cogs of our midfield. And what's been pleasing to me has been watching the likes of Hobbs and Caldwell and even Perkins and Stringer getting a bit more go in there.
Yep.
And that's been really promising. And, you know, to think that, you know, we're 7-5, we've got Peter Wright to come back in. Hopefully Darcy Parrish isn't too far away. And, Setterfield said he'll be right the week after the bye. So, some of these players are coming back. And to top it off even more, mate, our number one draft pick from last year, Elijah Sardis, he was brilliant in the twos. Look, he only played 3 quarters. But, he had 17 disposals and a goal. And he's really promising. And, you know, the commentators are going on about Wardlaw and Sheasel from yesterday's game.
Mm.
Just remember, this boy that we picked up, he hasn't had an opportunity yet. And he was considered by North. And, you know, North even said that they were considering him. Mm. So that shows you what kind of quality player he must be, that he's considered in the top 3.
Yep.
He's going to be promising. We've got, you know, Nick Cox, he just got through his second game in the twos.
Mm-hmm.
And even Zach Reed, they reckon he could play a week after the bye. So, yeah, it's just, you know, I'm waiting for our next injury, of course. But, you know, it's good to see some of these guys that have been out starting to come back into the side and, you know, pushing their claims in the twos.
Yeah, definitely, James. I have to say I was definitely lamenting, like, week after week we just kept getting injury and injury. And it was getting a bit beyond the pale. But we've since seen, like, the club invest in the physical performance side of things. Like, we spoke to Australia Cricket about managing players and their back issues, as we talked about before. Mm-hmm. We went and poached the fitness and conditioning
from Brisbane.
From Brisbane, who's had quite a good run up there. What was it, since like 2015?
Yeah, well, you think that, like, a lot of their players had a lot of long term injuries.
Mm.
He's obviously he's worked wonders up there. Apparently, look, what may have been missed, it said that we'd had him on the books since January, but it wasn't made really official until, you know, a week or so ago, which was, hopefully, he can help us get to the back of all these, stress fractures and so forth that we've been facing with our young talls.
Yeah.
Really hope that he can have an impact there. But, yeah, the other thing is that, we had the mid-season draft, mate, during the week.
Mm.
So we picked 9. We picked up Jaden Hunter. He's a key forward. The week before, he kicked five goals for Perth, I think it was. And he played in the twos yesterday, mate. So for us, so just goes to show when you get selected in the mid-season draft, suddenly you can change states and all, and you know, to chase your AFL dream.
Yeah, which is great for him. And look, you know, he looked quite good. Just from the highlights before the draft. Like I heard he kicked a goal for us over the weekend, Jane, which would have been great for his confidence. But he would have been still in a bit of shock. Yeah, getting to the club and finding his feet, and all of a sudden he's playing a game, would have been pretty tough out there. Look, this is a bloke who's done what, two ACLs, son Jane?
I think he's only done the one. But I think he's had injury problems because he was overlooked in the draft. I think he was eligible since 2020, so missed a few drafts, but I think they were injury related.
Look, he actually looks in quite good condition, Jane. Like he looks a pretty stocky bloke. Like in terms of he's got good arms on him, and so he looks to be able to hold his strength. And you kind of look at his body shape and compare that against Cox and Reed to a degree, and obviously Harry Jones, and you think he's a bloke who can, like, realistically, if we needed a target down there, he could come in. It's good to see where we looked at a bit of depth there, but also he looks pretty handy player, Jamie, if we can get him on the park and develop him a bit. So, like, all of that said, we had our injury issues and blokes are slowly working their way back. And while this is happening, we're winning games of football, which, if you'd asked me at the start of the season, how many are we going to win by the bye? If you don't have Peter Wright, if you're missing Parrish for large chunks, if you're missing, the likes of, Kelly, Laverty was missing for a while. We had a flu box, obviously Ridley was out for concussion for a bit. Like, we've had a fair run of injuries, Jane, but we've continued to win games, which is really promising that we're playing more of a systems-based game. And it's doing real dividends.
Yeah, it is exciting. And as I said, we can bemoan that we should have won by more, but I'll just bank the points. Thanks. As you said, we had 7 wins for the whole year last year. To have them by round 12 is, really good improvement. And again, thank you, David Barham. you got to remember, Paul Brasher and the rest, if they had had their way, it would have been status quo and Ben Rutten would still be in charge. So that's nothing personal against Ben Rutten, but I don't think he was reaching our players. And I think we're seeing better output with Brad's coaching.
Yeah.
Even, Brad's been at pains to say, I'm not here to be your mate. And I think that was a bit of a criticism of Ben Rutten. He wanted to be your mate as well.
Yeah.
He's a player's coach, and that can be a good thing. But, if you get it wrong, how comfortable do the players get? Are they worried about, doing the wrong thing because you're their mate, right? So you're going to be in there for them. I think Brad Scott will hold you to account. And I think it's been a great change. Let's hope that, we've got a pretty, everyone keeps telling us we've got the easiest draw on the way home, mate. But as Brad Scott says, every game for Essendon is hard. There's not one game where we just go in the book, that's ours.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a supporter that's been following the Bombers like us for all your life, in the last, at least 10 years, it's been bloody hard going.
Mm.
And to be honest, it's probably 15 years. So, very few games do I bank anyway without seeing them win. I don't like to think that that's ours. But, shall we discuss the game, mate, as we go into the quarter one? We found out there was that change had happened again where Phillips is named as he's named in as one part of the 26 men.
Yeah.
And on game day, the switch is made and he's in the 22, and it was Massimo who was made to sub, and that was an important change later in the game.
Yeah, it was, James. I mean, like, I suppose most of us have been pretty critical of Phillips and his lack of output recently. But it's still a combo that can play very well, and particularly against Goldstein, James. Like, he needed a physical presence in there, and I think, we saw when Nick Bryan came in, he doesn't have that physical presence that a Phillips has. So I actually think it was quite a good selection. And then start us off, like, we started fairly positively. We saw John Menzies get his feet on the ball, but unfortunately wasn't able to put it through. Like, it was a pretty clever snap, just didn't find the big sticks. But not long after, we saw Kyle Langford take a nice mark and kick his first.
Yeah, well, it seems like every game, you can bank on a Kyle Langford goal. And, he started off the succession of goals in the first quarter.
That's it. Then we saw Archie Perkins bob up and kick one, James. And, like, he's got a beautiful kicking action, James, and a real nous for the moment and, a want for it. So, really nice goal from Archie Perkins to get his game going.
Yeah, well-needed goal because I thought it was early. Yeah, because North build themselves up for games against us. Mm. We're like their main rival because, of the proximity of the two teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we were seen as the rich boys, and they're the ones who've had – they come from the school of hard knocks, if you ask them.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. And, I wanted to kill them off early, and, like, obviously that was a bad call, but I thought these early goals could get into their head. But, it was good to see Archie kick his goal.
Certainly was, mate. Unfortunately, North got back a goal through Bailey Scott. Kick run through. Before then, we saw a couple of really nice goals. First one to Nick Martin, James. Such a classy player, and a beautiful kick for goal. So that was great to see. And then we saw the captain, Zach Merritt, bob up with one.
Yeah, and that's if there's any criticism of Zach Merritt, it's that he hasn't been a goal kicking midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
But he's such a good pass generally. People forget about that side of it. But, he was doing everything in quarter one of that game.
Mm, absolutely was, James. So then the game went on, and, we saw Nick Larkey, grab one. And, look, that's one area of the ground where we just don't have those bigger backs like we had Zirk Thatcher, obviously. But then we're pretty thin on in terms of the taller guys, and Nick Larkley was able to grab one and kick one through before Goldstein also grabbed one and put it through to keep North fairly competitive, James.
Yeah, I thought, here we go. Of course, we started well before they would come back with the goals. Seems to be a normal script for Essendon North games. It was great to see we replied shortly after.
We did, James. Again, but another one to Zach Merritt. Just another beautiful kick. It was taking some nice marks around the ground. And that one, obviously, about 35, 40 out and a bit of an angle, James.
Yep.
It was a really nice goal from him. Kyle Langford bobbed up with his second, which is great to see and to close out the quarter.
Yeah, it was good to get that ascendancy back, and it put us back out to 20 points in front at quarter time. Mm. I was thinking, okay, 20 points quarter time, 20 points half time, 20 points. That's 80 points. I'll be happy with that. But football's definitely not linear. But it was great to see us come out of the gates, full of running.
Yeah.
But quarter two, we found it very difficult to get a goal. I don't think we scored. We didn't get a goal, I don't think.
Quarter two,
for the whole quarter. And, that's something that Norford got us to just bomb the ball. We were doing a lot of short kicks. So we're getting a lot of marks, but there was just no generation of score coming from them. And then, you know, we'd get to the wing and then just bomb it inside 50.
Yeah.
And that was just falling over. So, played into North's hands a bit there. And I hope that's something they learn from this game when they analyze it.
Yeah, absolutely, Jamin. And you saw North get a bit of a run with some contested marking. Like you saw Coleman Jones start to get a bit of a run on Nick Larkey again. So both of them had shots at goal, but fortunately missed before Coleman Jones did kick one through and Larkey missed another. So we're pretty lucky, really. Larkey did end up kicking his second, and we had a couple of pings through Drake Stringer and Sam Draper. For Luke McDonald, who I tell you what, Jame, he is a good player. I'll give him that, but he just seems a bit of a squirmy type to me, Jame.
Like
whenever there's a free kick to be had, he'll dive his head for it. Like you can sort of see if you're supporting his team, you'd like him to the side because he's smart, but. He's just a slimy bugger.
Like even the players, you see the talk amongst them. He's usually sent to do the tagging. I think he's tagged Merritt before or Parrish, one of those two, and made a really tough day at the office for him.
So
he's someone who likes to get into your grill. He got on the end of the rewards there. And yeah, it was starting to make me feel a bit nervous because, we just seem to have lost any hope of or any way of going forward. We saw Hobbs have a shot at goal, and that was the last shot of the siren before the siren went in quarter two. And before you knew it, that 20-point lead had fallen to only 2 points. And we'd gone through a quarter against, one of the bottom teams, goalless. I thought, well, I hope Brad gives them a good bake at halftime because, you can't tell me that's the structure, the way we played.
There's
a lot of short kicks, just sideways, very little meterage going forward. And then a bomb. And it was predictable and North read it easily and hurt us on the way back.
Yeah, they did, Jamin. I think, for mine, the most disappointing thing was, I think our structures overall stayed pretty solid. It was our ball use. All throughout the game, but particularly those first couple of quarters, it was killing us. We'd get in good positions and then, we'd bomb one over the top and, go straight towards Mackay or, not to our forwards' advantage. And, through weight of numbers and, they were playing to win North. They were just gathering up the footy, and they weren't the cleanest side either. But we were just coughing up the ball so often. It was pretty hard going. And then you start that third quarter, and geez, North really came out of the blocks, breathing fire. Like we saw goals to Zerha, Phillips, and Thomas, and again, there was another kick for goal by Larkey, but we're lucky. He missed, and it wasn't until almost halfway through the quarter that we looked like scoring. But fortunately, they'd sort of had their run, and we were able to give a bit of dominance on the scoreboard. So we finally saw goals to Perkins, and then soon after Jake Stringer before Matt Guelfi was able to put one through. And that's when we took back the lead, Jane, and. Yeah, geez, it was important. We had that little purple patch.
And, I want to give a lot of props to Matt Guelfi for his goal. He worked hard. He kind of palmed the ball back into play as it was heading towards the boundary line. It went back, it got picked up, ended up in Snelling's hands. And Guelfi, who first put the ball back into play, really, was the one who linked up with Snelling and ran in and kicked a nice check side goal. And with a lot of body pressure coming from McKay. So, it was really good. And the crowd was buzzing after that, mate, because we'd kicked those three goals after, not kicking a goal in the second. To kick those three goals in about 4 or 5 minutes. And it just felt like, this is the Bombers that we came to pay, we paid our money to come and see.
Yep.
And you know, then we gave North the hint, the sniff again. What did you think of? I think it was Kyle Langford who kicked his. I think he kicked his third goal in that quarter shortly after.
Yep.
Regained the lead, but then Jake Stringer, that miss that he had, he easily finished those.
Yeah, he would, Jamin. Yeah, you just sort of thought like he was maybe 20 metres out. You know, yes, there were blokes within 5 metres of him, but I thought he had a bit more time than he did. And we've seen him finish those time and time again. So, yeah, whether he just rushed the kick or who knows, but yeah, it didn't go through. Unfortunately, we saw it, the ball almost directly go up the other end, and Darcy Tucker kicked one. We saw opportunities to Zerha and Stevenson as well. And again, it looked like they'd sort of like we'd set fire to them again. They're like, nah, bugger this, we're digging in. Before finally we saw Jai Menzi bob up and kick one to stem that flow.
And that was a huge goal in terms of it was actually North who had the footy and they were going forward.
Yeah.
And about 40 metres off the ball, or it might have been more, it might have been 50 metres off the ball, Nick Larkey has gone head high at Brandon Zerk-Thatcher.
Yep.
So instead of North having the footy going forward, the ball was paid a free kick to Menzi. And it was a huge turnaround, and when you win the game by a goal, these are the moments that matter.
Yep.
So Larkey remonstrated that he didn't think it was there, but if you watch the replay of that, it was very much there.
Yep.
And Menzi really finished a nice goal. That was no gimme, that one. And it was a beautiful kick. And Larkey, I'm sure that would have been spoken to him about the review.
Yeah, absolutely, James. And no need to be kicked that one, but soon after we saw the silky skills of Nick Martin, and him kicking his second.
Yeah, it was that on the back of a beautiful pass from Andrew Phillips. Is that goal?
I believe it was, Jane.
I think that was the one where big flip. It got the ball in the he's in the half, in the forward pocket basically. He'd lost a bit of traffic, and he bombed it on the wrong side of the foot as if he was going for the goal. And Nick Martin somehow has had the fortitude to go up and take that mark and go back and kick the goal. And so for all that, Andrew Phillips gets a goal assist from one of the worst kicks, because even he pulled a face when he kicked it. Like he knew, stuffed it. And I've watched the replay since, and it's funny watching Jake Stringer. He goes up to Andrew Phillips and says, "Well done, big fella."
Yeah.
So because it was just a comedic moment. In a tight game. Because a lot of the people around where I was sitting, we were just all laughing, and it was just such an unusual play that came off.
It's pretty crazy. That's right, because he went to snap it around his body, just went off the other side of the boot. So well done to Nick Martin, as you say, to have that fortitude, because it would have been pretty scary, Jam. Like the ball's just gone straight up, and you've got no choice but to stand under it. And no doubt he's expecting contact. Fortunately, it didn't come, but then to go back and slot it showed great fortitude. And fortunately, that gave us a little bit of breathing space, but not enough. So we're up 12-7-79 to their 10-8-68. Then again, three-quarter time, the North blokes must have got a talking to, and they came out breathing fire again. We saw goals to Zerha and then again to Coleman Jones.
Yeah, Coleman Jones was causing some trouble because he was that much taller than our key backs. So he had an aerial advantage. So if the ball was given with a bit of air to him, it made it really tough for BZT. It was a tough chance, and he was making the most of his opportunities, and Yeah, that's one thing I'd say, mate. Until like someone like a Zach Reed gets up to speed, we probably lack that big 200 centimeter, fullback.
Yeah.
Hello to Ben McKay if you're watching, mate.
Yeah.
That was a great audition.
Yeah.
We'll speak to you at the end of the season about maybe changing residence. But he was very good on the day, and he'd be one I'd be looking at, mate. But as you said, North had answered. We had an 11-point lead, and before we knew it, we were behind again.
Yeah, that's it, Jam. So fortunately, though, we had a bit of a fight back. We saw Guelphy stand up and kick another goal. And I'll tell you what, Jam, for the limited opportunity he got as a small forward, I thought he was playing a really important role for us. And that goal was, definitely very much needed.
And he did a lot of chase down tackles too. And some of them he didn't quite get there. But again, being at the ground, you just watch the effort he has. And he was just, he's got a bit of leg speed, mate. More leg speed than I gave him credit for. It really surprised me because he was tracking down players. He was making a lot of yards on each of them.
Mm.
So, he'd done a lot of work. And when you think you've had hamstring problems, it'd be hard to, really
have
the confidence to have to go at full speed.
Mm.
But he obviously feels in good nick, and he certainly wasn't holding back.
No, he wasn't, Jane, which is great to see. But unfortunately, we'd given Zerha a bit of a sniff for a contest, and we know how this bloke loves to get up against Essendon.
Mm.
So he kicked his third, and then not too long after, Jamie, he kicked his fourth, and things were looking pretty dicey for us. But then cometh the man, cometh the moment, Andrew Phillips takes a big grab in the 50, Jamie, and...
Oh.
Don't
remind me.
What, oh, geez. And this bloke, when he was early days at the club, James, he was really, he was actually quite good in set shots.
Yeah.
But with Essendon, obviously. that was a horrible kick for goal. But then, as North tried to exit our 50, big Sammy Draper, out of bloody nowhere, chucked it on the outside of the boot, and it floated through beautifully.
Yeah, and I've got to say, I give a lot of credit to Andrew Phillips for that goal.
Mm.
He blew against like the three North defenders. And it's funny to say, but it was Sam Draper who roved it. And he snapped the goal like off the back of Andrew Phillips creating a contest. So in a small way, that's a 7-point play by Andrew Phillips. So he's smarter than we think. See, that kick was a beautiful pass. So he's just ahead of the game, and we just haven't caught up yet.
That sounds legit. And then we saw North take it up their end. And I tell you what, Jam, Harry Sheasel had a bit of a moment. He'd had a good game, Sheasel. And then as he streamed towards goal and had an absolute paddock in front of him, instead of making sure of it and, just dobbing a nice easy one from the goal square, he decided to check side it from about 15, 20 metres out and missed. And a big miss it turned out to be when we took it up our end and Kyle Langford kicked his fourth.
Yeah, and that's what a great effort by Kyle Langford. He's kicked a few bags of four and five throughout the year, but he's done it regularly, he's our leading goal kicker for a reason. And he makes the most of his opportunities generally.
Yeah, he does.
So it's great to see him kick that goal. And there was a lot of elation around that. But of course, it would be North that would answer.
Yeah, we saw them take it down their end. And they were really, locking it in there, Jamie. We saw Jaden Stevenson. It has to be said, he kicked a ripper. That was almost the very same angle and pocket as Tipper when he broke their hearts a couple of years ago, Jane. On the wrong side for a right footer and just sliced it through the big sticks. And you can see North and the fans getting up and about, and it was level scores, Jane. You thought, bloody hell. And this is exactly what you said before, Jane. Years gone by, we would have dropped our heads, and they would have got that winning score. But fortunately, we kept pushing. And yeah, we saw a big flip again get involved. And handball the footy to Massimo D'Ambrosio had come on as a sub, and he kicked through an absolute ripper. About what, 35, 40 meters out, real tight angle, but a very classy goal, Jane.
It was, but I want to give credit to Jake Stringer there. He did a wonderful smother, but he followed that up, and Darcy Tucker got the fright of his life because when he picked up the ball, he saw a raging Jake Stringer just charging at him, and he almost like he was the deer in the headlights. He lost the second, I'm sure of it, just from that. And it was a wonderful tackle. He didn't go too hard, didn't sling him and give away a free kick. Kept the ball in our forward 15, as you said. Andrew Phillips ended up handballing it backwards to Massimo. And, yeah, what a wonderful memory for Massimo to have, kicking the winning goal. And, you know, we didn't know that at the time because there's still, you know, plenty of time for him. I think it was about 2 minutes on the clock or at least a minute and a half. For them to reply, and they've been getting quick replies. So I didn't feel at home, but, you know, it was certainly a nervy final couple of minutes. But I want to give credit to Jai Menzies. I was watching him closely. He copped that knee to the face. And he lost 20 minutes, mate. That, even though they didn't think it was the concussion protocols, they still took him off for the 20 minutes just to make sure. But when he came on, he was so important. I don't know if anyone has watched the replay again, but if you have a look at those last, you know, last minute and a half, just watch Jai Menzies, because I think he lays about three tackles, and it was so important for us, you know, maintaining the footy. So big shout out to Jai, and wonderful moment when the siren went. There's a lot of relief. I think as Essendon supporters, we knew the bagging we were going to cop from opponents, like, oh, you lost the North, and it was just a great way to get that third win in a row. And as I said, it wasn't pretty, but you have to admire the way the guys just kept fighting and held on.
Yeah, absolutely, James. It was great to see us hold on and win in the end. Look, it wasn't the prettiest game we've ever seen. Still plenty of work to do. But look, at the end of the day, we are maturing and showing signs of development. And I just loved tackling right until the end, just to fight out for that result. So I thought, great to see. And the boys obviously enjoyed it at the end. So well done, Massimo, for kicking that winning goal. And well done the boys for sticking it out.
Yeah, as you said, 7-5 with a big game against the Blues to come on Sunday night. All right, mate, let's have a break. We'll come back. We'll go by the VFL scores, and also we'll go by the numbers. You're listening to Don's Cast. And, mate, we go on with the show, and this time we're talking about the VFL. The VFLW team unfortunately went down against North Melbourne. I think they're still in the eight. Not the eight. I think it's a five, I think it might be. It was a tight game, apparently, and this one we couldn't win. I think we kicked the one goal for the game, but I think North might have kicked three.
VFLW, they kicked 5 goals, 7, but North got the 6 goals, 9. So 8 point loss, rather. We tried fighting back at the end. I mean, up until three quarter time, we'd only kicked the 2 goals, 5, and they were 4-9. Kicked 3 goals to get within a sniff, but unfortunately, they stayed out in front of us. And despite the efforts of Clifford, who kicked a couple of goals, and Dickow was doing her best. She had bloody 19 tackles, Jane.
19, no.
Huge. And Jamie Lee Morrow in the ruck there had was doing pretty well in there, had a good number of hit outs. Battled hard, but unfortunately just weren't going to weren't able to get the 4 points in the end. We were within about 4 points, going to that in the last 10 minutes or so of that last quarter. North Melbourne just too good in the end.
Yeah, so that's a bit disappointing because we lost the last two now because I think we lost against Geelong last week. Girls need to rebound. I think, am I right in saying all the teams have a bye this week?
Can't remember if I'm quite honest with you, Jane.
I know the VFL men's team does, but anyway, the VFL men's team, mate, they actually had another loss, and I think that's loss number seven in a row.
Yeah, God. Actually, just quickly for the VFLW, so they're playing next Saturday
They are playing.
against Casey. So it might be the week after or so.
Well, unless there is no buys in that round, because there's only 12 teams, I think, isn't it? Again, I'm questioning about notice, mate, but I don't think there's as many teams as obviously.
No.
So yeah, they might continue playing, but mate, the VFL men's team that they went down again, started well. We've seen that before. So it was great to see our number one draft pick, Elijah Sardis, play. Kicked the goal with his first kick and ended up with the 17 disposals. And it's great to hear that Tex Wanganeen played out of the midfield at times, mate, and kicked a couple of goals. I think he had like 20 odd disposals. So that's something he wasn't known for. He's not usually a accumulator of the footy. So it seems like he's making good steps. And even Josh Marnie from the rooms made mention of him. So might mean he's getting closer to pushing for a spot in the side, which would be great to see him return because he did show a lot of promise, I thought, at times last year.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe.
It just looks better an Essendon team with Wanganeen in it. But
Yeah.
it was good also to see Anthony McDonald, Tip Woody find a little bit of form, mate. He kicked a couple of goals and apparently, was pretty silky. So great to see him take that omission from last week and be ready to perform. So that's great to see. And I think Elwyn Davey Jr. played as well, mate. I think he might have got a goal, did he?
Yeah, he certainly did, Joe.
So that's a few of our crumbing, small forwards, playing pretty well in the twos. Nick Cox, did you hear how he went in his second game back?
Yeah, I understand it was a, oh, I don't know if you call it sort of second game blues. Like he was okay, but I don't think he starred. But look, honestly, he's just playing footy, so that's the good sign about it. Hopefully he can stay fit and just build from here. But certainly just getting on the park again after all this time is promising start anyway.
And Pat Voss, did he kick a goal or anything? Because
He
he's
did, mate.
been.
Yeah, he kicked one. Like he wasn't as he didn't have his kicking boots on. So he might have missed a couple. It didn't play bad. Played all right, but just playing a different role. So I think he's still getting very much used to that. Still plenty of time for him to develop. Sort of unfortunate because he could have had an opportunity earlier on in the year. He was banging down the door there for a bit, Jane, and only now that Peter Wright's coming back, we've also got the options of potential Hunter or even Baldwin's playing pretty decent down back, but still if we needed a forward, we could bring him up there. A bit unfortunate timing for Voss that he couldn't have timed his run earlier, but that's footy. He's still 19, so he's got plenty of time up his sleeve, and I think they still like what he can offer. And I will say, Jamie, it's probably a really good thing for Andy McDonald-Tipperary to be able to play, a game or two in the VFL with the likes of, Owen Davey Jr. and Makara as well. To again, I suppose show that support for them guys and their development, which is fantastic. Obviously, we've now lost the service of Quinton Narkle, who got picked up by Port, and congratulations to Quinton. He was apparently playing quite a good role in our VFL. I mean, we only saw on field stuff, and he was quite serviceable, but that sort of leadership role, it was quite important as well. So to have Anthony McDonald-Tipperary be able to go back there and share that leadership for those young guys coming through, I think is really good for their development, James. So I think that is something that is probably as important going forward than it is just for his game in itself.
Yeah, and it was good to see that Nick Bryan went back and performed as well, mate. He's another one who took the omission. And the thing about Nick, he's had to work for every game he's got.
Yeah.
I've got no doubt he's going to be a real player. Mm. Just hope it's for us. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he gets frustrated. He's still only 21, mate. And he's got a lot of upside. And he's very skilled for a big man. He uses the ball very well for a guy of his height. Hopefully he just keeps working away and another opportunity will come for him. But I kind of understood why he didn't play against someone like a Goldstein and a Phillips Wood.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll get another opportunity before the end of the season.
Mm.
Anyone else of note, mate, that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, I think Baldwin was quite solid from reports. Not outstanding, but played well. And obviously Jake Kelly made it back and apparently played quite well, which is good for him to be returning back to the pitch, because certainly he's one we'd like to see in the ones.
Yeah, and I just want to say about Jaden Hunter, the young kid we picked up in the mid-season, he's donning Timmy Watson's number, I believe, number 32. So, Noah Gorn can say it's my number. But, it's good to see number 32 come back. And, it'll be interesting to see if how Voss sees Hunter coming in potentially in the same kind of position. Might put a bit of competition between those two to be ready next. I'm sure Patrick Voss will give Jaden a warm welcome. Don't even think about taking the next chance. But, it'll be good to see, to have some key forward depth, which does you no harm, I don't feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure that win will come for the VFL men's team. Just got to keep working at it. Our VFL teams have really struggled in the last couple of years. It was thought because of the development put into them.
Mm-hmm.
After COVID was one of the reasons. But, I think we've got a pretty good list. It's just... it's just not gelling at times, but I guess VFL's there for development, and we're certainly seeing players ready to come back into the senior side. So it's being successful in that way, I feel. But we'd like to see them get a win soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go by the numbers as we discuss the Essendon North Melbourne game. We start with Andy McGrath, and mate, before first crack, what I'd like to say is that thought Andy was a little bit wasteful with the footy. He always tries 100%. He's our vice captain for a reason.
Yeah.
But some of his kicking mistakes were really harmful. We saw another one of those kicks around the back line where he just kicks it over the shoulder, which went straight to North. And another one, mate, was he's tried to hit up Draper and missed it by a considerable margin. And it set up a North goal. And Yeah, he's got to get those missed kicks out of his game because they can be so costly.
Yeah, mate. And yeah, that one inside 50 that went to no one, and Mackay was just there by himself, 15 metres out, like no one on him. You just sort of think, it's not like our jumpers clash or anything like that. So they're, sort of go, oh, bloody hell. I thought there were parts of the game he did quite well. He, like his stopping work, still really good. He, ran and carried with a footy, which is good. Kept presenting all game. Like, had the 19 possessions, but had 7 marks, 5 intercept possessions, and 4 contested. So, battled hard all game. But unfortunately, that his disposal, where they lead to direct turnovers, really detract from your impact on the game. So, I'd have to say, it was solid, but certainly we'd love more from our vice captain.
Yeah, and another thing, like, I know being a backline player, not always possible, but 0 tackles doesn't read well.
Yeah.
So I think, for the course of 120 minutes or whatever it is, should be able to get a tackle in there, mate. It's something to think about. But Sam Draper went up against Todd Goldstein along with Andrew Phillips, and he had 11 disposals, 7 kicks, 4 handballs, 3 marks, 1 tackle, and a 1 very important goal in the last quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually I rated his game, James. I thought he was really important. Again, just for that, I don't know, his ability to impact without gaining a stat. He actually had the 5 score involvements in the end, James, and 7 contested possessions, which, from the 11 total he had, shows he's worked bloody hard, had the 5 clearances, which is pretty good. Big tackle, but you definitely see him, throwing his body around, which I thought was super important. So, I thought he played quite a solid game in the end, James.
Yeah, and he did a lot of good hit outs to advantage as well, especially early in the game. Rucked really well. So, good game for Sam Draper. Cole Langford ended up kicking 4 goals, mate. No misses. 14 disposals, 10 kicks, 4 handballs, 8 marks, and 2 tackles. And he actually dropped a few marks early, mate, that he usually would gobble up. So he could have actually probably taken more marks on the night. But to end up with 4 goals was a great effort.
Yeah, it was, James. And it's sort of funny, James. Look, if you walk away with 4 goals, you think, geez, must have played a great game. But I actually remember watching it and I'm feeling a bit disappointed. Like, he should have kicked more. Like, I think it's just because we've seen him stand up and kick, kick so truly that when he does miss a mark or kick one, we get disappointed. So potentially a bit of complacency on behalf of myself as a fan, just expecting it will happen. Whereas he actually has to work bloody hard for it. So I think he played quite a good game. To kick those 4 goals is obviously really important for us. And he actually had something like 12 score involvements, Jane, like from his 14 possessions. So nearly every time he got the footy involved, related in the score. So I think that has to be kept in consideration. Overall, pretty good game from Kyle, and he's racking up those goals, James. I think he's out to about 12 or 15 above our second biggest goal kicker. So well done.
Yeah, well, he's certainly got a head start on Peter Wright if he's returning on Sunday. Jai Caldwell, mate, I thought he played a really good game. Look, he doesn't always use the ball very well, but he goes in hard so many times, and you would have seen him have all those bandages around his head, mate, and that's as a result of how hard he goes at the footy. And he took 9 marks, would you believe? Ended up with 27 disposals, 21 kicks, and 6 handballs. But just the 1 tackle, but he's a real bull. And there's a few times I reckon he deserved head high contact. Umpire wouldn't give it to him. I didn't think he was ducking his head. I just thought he's throwing his body towards the footy. And
That one, from Goldstein, right near the death there, Jane. I thought, like, he had his head taken clean off, and he already had the bloody bandage around it. And that one definitely should have been paid. I mean, like, as you say, though, like, as hard as he is, and like as hard as he works to get the footy going our way, like, he had the 8 inside 50s for us, but his disposal efficiency was 63%, which just shows you that he's not kicking it to our advantage, a lot of the time. So when you're getting, what do you have, like 31 disposal or something, James? 27. I suppose 20 of those were effective, if that kind of thing. Like, it sort of takes away a little bit from his impact, but like, he had 8 contested possessions, so he worked bloody hard for it, had the 4 score involvements. I think he played a solid game overall, and you see, like, he's just growing in confidence and just real backing himself in each and every single contest, which is great to see. And it should be said, like, he runs bloody hard all game, took the 9 marks, so presenting like all game, which is great. So with the 5 clearances, I thought played a very good game.
Zach Merritt started the game like a house on fire, mate. I think he had 16 disposals in the first quarter alone, and 2 goals. So, you can't get much better quarter than that. He ended up taking 34 disposals, but he actually became a decoy for a lot of the game.
Mm.
He's actually positioning himself a long way from the contests just to take the North defender away from the initial scrum. And I wouldn't say it worked really well for us, because I think North got on top of the midfield. But again, that's another thing I picked up watching the replay. He was standing about 15 to 20 meters away from contests, where he'd usually be at the fall of the ball. And that was, say, because he had an opponent right on him, he kept him out, so kind of make it a bit easier for the other guys to get onto the footy. But as I said, it wasn't really working that way. But Zach did record a triple-double, mate. He had the 19 kicks, 15 handballs, 11 marks, and the 6 tackles. A real captain's game. And, what a great year it's been for Zach Merritt.
Yeah, it certainly has, James. I thought, like, those 6 tackles in particular were really important. Yes, he was gathering a lot of the footy, but he was working harder to get the footy back when it did end up in North's hands. Had the 8 clearances, which is huge, 578 metres gained. Kicking those really important goals as well, James, were huge. 10 score involvements, 12 contested possessions. I thought it was a pretty complete game from Zach. Just loved the captain's work.
Another player that's really starting to shine, Ben Hobbs, since he's come back into the side, mate. He's been so important, especially with Darcy Parrish and Will Setterfield being out. He had 21 disposals, 13 kicks, 8 handballs, 5 marks, and 5 tackles. And he's tenacious, mate, and the opposition don't like him. I've come to that conclusion. he's always getting someone into him. He must be a real niggler. But, I love the way he plays, and he just shows his full commitment at the footy.
He does, mate. You have to love that as a fan. His disposal isn't always 100%, but he goes bloody hard. He had the 5 clearances, which is great to see. He's doing that tough stuff, and 5 tackles as well. It's great. Would love to have him kick that goal, but we've seen him kick those goals before. And I'm loving what he's doing, Jane. Like, he's just staying involved all game, and loves the hard stuff. So great stuff from Hobbs, and hopefully in time we can just clean up that boys.
Yeah, I was sitting right in front of the Essendon interchange, and just to see how animated he is. Like, he'd made a mistake, he'd handballed to the wrong player. When he came off, he was so down on himself, you could see that he was disappointed. I think he threw the mouth guard as he was coming back. But, he certainly made amends later on. So, really good game from Ben Hobbs. And he's one player, if any, that really has a big future, I think. and he could potentially be, you know, I know it's a big moz on a young kid. I think he could captain us one day. It's a long way out, but yeah, I just think he's the kind of player that I could see leading us.
Yep.
Yeah, he just plays with full commitment. Dylan Shield had a really tough game back. Now, apparently he's not injured, mate. He did have his foot on ice, but that was apparently a planned move. He was playing three quarters only. I don't know if that's spin or not, but yeah, he only had the 10 disposals, 2 kicks, 8 handballs, 2 marks, but 4 tackles. So despite not getting a lot of the footy, he was doing the defensive things, which again, if you go off the back of last year, that was one of the criticisms of him.
Yep.
I think he's done a lot to change the perception there. But yeah, he had a really tough game back and just never looked really comfortable.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right, Jamie. Like his impact was fairly minimal, you have to say. And I hope that's right. It was just managed. I could see him on the bench with that ice on his ankle, made me pretty worried. He looked pretty dejected afterwards as well, which makes me think, oh, I don't kind of feel like it was totally planned. And Brad Scott said in his presser that, look, it came down to, like, they went through everyone on the list and who could we sort of...
sub out.
Yeah, sub out. And unfortunately, his name was kind of picked out of the ring, which wouldn't have made it any better for Shield. But, look, at the end of the day, his impact was fairly minimal. I think perhaps it was just he was disappointed in his game or the output, for those three quarters. But... look, it's not like he was terrible. Like I still think he impacted through those 4 tackles. Actually had 3 scoring involvements, 3 contested possessions when he got the footy. Went at 90%. So, not horrible, but certainly we'd love more from him. But I think overall, an okay game from Dylan Shield.
Yeah, Sam Wiedemann had a game. He'd like to. Forget, I think, just the 4 disposals, 3 kicks, 1 handball, 2 marks, but gee, he missed a lot of marks. He seems to be low on confidence, especially, getting his hands the ball. And, I think he's just, needing, I think Peter Wright could be a real godsend for him because. And Mackay was just too big and strong for him and seemed to be reading the ball better.
Yeah.
And more importantly, was taking the marks when he got them. Because, Wiedemann seemed to be in two minds at times and didn't hold his grabs. He did set up a couple of goals, I will say. It wasn't a great game for Sam. And I must say, when he was coming off on the bench, he looked like a man who was low on confidence. So. Hopefully he can find that again soon because, he could be an important player for us.
Yeah, he could, James. And that's the thing. I think these blokes who, have come in and out of sides, like obviously with Melbourne previously, and now that's like we've been able to give him a solid run of games, but he just hasn't been able to string together those performances that he would have liked. And as you say, on the night, like he got his hands to plenty of them, but he was, I suppose... double grabbing them. And when you got the likes of, Mackay down there, like he was just slapping it out of his hands, getting a fist in. And, I guess, confidence breeds confidence. And, when you're not getting the, those marks, they're not falling in your hands, they keep getting taken away from you just at the last moment, it would be pretty, you feel pretty dejected, I'd have to say. So you can kind of get where he's, where lack of confidence might come from. But, he's spoken previously about how Brad Scott has backed him in, given him a bit more confidence in his game, which is good. But, still plenty of work to do. But obviously on the night, I thought he was, fairly average in terms of output.
Yeah, just a side note, mate, that's 11 quarters now without a goal. So he kicked the 2 goals early against Richmond. And he hasn't kicked a goal since. So, I guess that's another thing that would make you feel a little bit low on confidence, not being able to get the shot on the board. And I must say, even the kicks that he had at goal were woeful, mate. And he seems to have the yips, a bit like McKay at Carlton. You know, just the way he was just hanging the boot to the left and kicking it out in bounds on the full. Hopefully he does a bit of work during the week and is ready against the Blues. Will Snelling, he didn't have a lot of the footy, 12 disposals, 4 kicks, 8 handballs, 2 marks, 4 tackles, and he does a lot of, defensive forward 50 acts. It's debatable if he should have got that free kick before, I think it was Guelphy ended up kicking the goal, but the umpire said he ducked. And he set up a goal for Merritt early in the game as well with a nice kick to Merritt, directly in front.
I don't think it's debatable at all, Jamie. Definitely should have got that free kick. Certainly the umpires, Razor Ray in particular, he found plenty for North, couldn't manage to find many for Resident. I'd have to say that goes towards the holding the ball free kicks as well, but I digress. in regards to Will Snowden's game, actually, I'm pretty surprised he only racked up the 12. I thought he had a bit more of the footy than that. I kind of noticed him a bit more than the stat sheet indicates. I think potentially that's due to he had 4 tackles there, had 2 goal assists. So, when he did have the footy, he made good use of it. I think in terms of his role, he played fairly well, had the 5 score involvement, 6 contested possessions. So, worked pretty hard. I actually thought he had a pretty solid game.
So it was solid without being spectacular. But as I said, he's just part of the team and he always does the team thing. And that's one thing you can say about Will Snelling. Jordan Ridley was brilliant, I thought. Some of his marking was just wonderful. And, 21 disposals, 15 kicks, 6 handballs, 9 marks. Really good highlights there. And he's such an important player to us.
He is, mate. Just so reliable down back and really important in stopping those forward thrusts from North at times. And, to have 10... 10 intercept possessions is just excellent. We went a bit over 90% by foot, 8 contested possessions. So, it works hard for it. It's not just the, floating it from the side and, taking the mark. He's doing the tough stuff as well. And he's just so assured with ball in hand, gives you a lot of confidence coming out of that back line that he's going to hit targets. And, he's like really important member of the team, James. So, I thought he had a fantastic game.
Jaden Laverty, he took a lot of good marks too, mate. Didn't have the same amount of disposals, just the 11 disposals, 7 kicks, 4 handballs, 5 marks and 1 tackle. But, he does a lot of hard work, Jaden. He was very important at the death as well. Yeah. Got that free kick because took him over the head high. And sat in the hole, mate, knew that was coming. And he never shirks the issue, Jaden Laverty.
No, absolutely. And he's another one who he was sporting a fair bandage around the head. He had a bit of the claret run from his forehead, Jane, earlier on in the game when he came off to get wrapped up. He does the hard stuff. And as you say, he was taking a number of marks on the wing, which is great to see, obviously down back as well. But I thought, when the game was there to be won, he was one who definitely stood up. To have 6 intercept possessions, go at almost 91% disposal efficiency, have 3 contested. I thought he played a really solid game for us.
Yeah, well, considering Larky was kept into 2 goals, and he had them early. So considering how much ball North were getting to go forward, he did well. Archie Perkins, I thought he played a good game, mate. He had 18 disposals, 11 kicks, 7 handballs, 8 marks, 1 tackle, and 2 goals.
He played well. He's funny, Archie Perkins. He's bobbed up for the 18 possessions, which is good, but it must be a bit of linking play because I sort of didn't see him all that often, I have to say. But to have the 8 marks, kick a couple of goals, and really important goals in that. Like, yeah, he's got a beautiful, like that one he kicked from about 50, James. Like, he really got good leverage on it. And, yeah, kicked it through confidently, which is great to see. Had the 4 clearances, so it's good to see he's getting a bit of opportunities and midfield work, and 5 score involvement. So I think, yeah, playing that sort of forward role, I think he's playing quite well. And the more he develops, yeah, builds his fitness base, I'd love to see him, yeah, get given a bit more midfield time, which would be great to see. But yeah, for the night, thought he played solid.
Yeah, Nick Hind, 21 disposals, 16 kicks, 5 handballs, 5 marks, and 1 tackle. He's important. His leg speed is important. A few times North players were certainly looking over their shoulder, wondering where he was. And look, he sometimes has a habit of not using the footy well, mate. I think he kicks really short. I don't know if that's an instruction of his, but he tends to stop himself from kicking it too far, because they're always little chip kicks. But he's very important in the sense that quick players even worry about him chasing them. It was just a solid game, I thought, but I think Brad Scott's warm to this guy.
Yeah, mate, and I think it's because he's had to do a lot of work. I think he's a lot more defensively minded than we have seen previously. His chasing has been, pretty important. And I think this is a bloke who potentially, under the previous regime, became a bit complacent. Now that there was a new sheriff in town, he realised he was going to have to pull his finger out if he was to maintain his career in the AFL, which is only a good thing, because I think he's performed quite well in recent weeks. So, I thought he played a decent game for us, James. But to have the 5 marks, so he's getting around the ground fairly well. Use the ball fairly well, not always 100%. Obviously, bites off a bit more than he can chew at times, but I kind of don't mind it because he's taking the game on. Had 4 contested possessions, 4 intercepts, and 4 score involvements. I think he used his leg speed quite well. So, I thought he played pretty decent overall.
Dyson Heppel, the former skipper, thought he played quite a good game too. He had 20 disposals, 14 kicks, 6 handballs, 7 marks, and 3 tackles. I thought it was a really good defensive game by the former skipper.
Yeah, it was, mate. One I considered for votes. I thought he was pretty dependable down back. Like, didn't do anything amazing with the footy, but when he took a mark, he took it solidly. Laid 3 tackles, which is good to see. Certainly hanging off a few blokes, which is great. Pressuring, and obviously setting up our structures when North were coming for us. So I thought he played a pretty decent game. The former captain.
Yeah, good game, Dyson. Now Sam Durham, again, mate, he goes missing for long periods in the games, I think, at times. But he ended up with 15 disposals, 6 kicks, 9 handballs, 3 marks, and 3 tackles. He runs hard, mate. There was one play, I think, late in the game where he got opened up. He had the ball in the middle of the ground and just for a few wonderful handball chains, and ended with him. And he ran forward. He tried to hit up Snelling, who was running towards the goal. Just didn't quite get there, but that looked really exciting. And that's the kind of running ability he adds to the team. So I think with Sam, he's going to be a real player for us. We just got to take our time. We're going to have some quieter games in between.
Yeah. No, look, I'd like him, James, and I'm sure Brad Scott does as well, because he's still raw, but his athleticism is, really exciting. He nearly took a huge grab, Jane, on the wing.
Oh, yeah, he got it really high there.
Yeah, it's not quite Moorcroft worthy, but it was pretty high up. So imagine if he took that one, be absolute screamer. And he's still, so young, Jane. So, yeah, give him more seasons, more time in the gym, more confidence in his body and his ability. Yeah, he'll pull those off more and more. So I think, you know, I'm liking his development. You know, he's you never die wondering with Sammy Durham. Continues to throw himself a contest, so he'll get cleaner. He'll get more consistent. But for now, I think he's still playing a solid role for us. And I thought he played okay on the night.
Jake Stringer, we saw him miss that goal, and I was a bit worried about his game early.
Mm-hmm.
But his efforts chasing and that is it's hugely improved that part of his game. He ended up with 17 disposals, 10 kicks, 7 handballs, 3 marks, but 6 tackles. That's huge for Jake Stringer.
Yeah.
And everyone who took pot shots at him about his physique and that. How good are you going if you get 6 tackles and you're not fit, you know, if you believe what the media say?
Yep.
So, I just think he's added a real defensive hunger to his game, which wasn't there for a long time of his career.
Yep.
Brad Scott's full of praise for him.
Yeah, and he might be, Jane, because I think this was another game where, again, we were missing the likes of Setterfield and Parrish. We need someone in the centre to help us in there with a bigger body. And I think, again, he played a bit of a selfless game. Like, he didn't play in the middle all game, but, like, he obviously spent periods of time in there because we needed him there. He had 3 clearances in the end, and as you say, like the 6 tackles, which is important. But he's actually bringing other blokes into the game a lot more. Had the 4 score involvements and 4 inside 50, so he's working it inside. The 3 tackles inside 50, Jane, which is equally as important, just to lock it in there a bit, as well as 9 contested possessions. So he's not just hoping for a cheapie out of the back, which when he has been low in form previously, we've seen him demand it, just ask for him to bomb it on his head and try to pull off the miraculous. And at times he can do it, but you can't do it all the time. And I thought the weekend's game, he was a lot more solid and dependable in playing an important role for us, which was more to the team than just trying to bite off a miraculous goal over the course of the game. I think he's playing a quite important role for us, and even though he's not picking bags, I think he's still playing quite solid.
Yeah. Mason Redmond continued his good season, I must say. I thought he played pretty well. He wasn't as predominant as he has been in some of his big games, but he's still very important. 19 disposals, 15 kicks, 4 handballs, 6 marks and 3 tackles. So Mason certainly has plenty of effort. And they tell me he's got a wrist injury, mate. You wouldn't know the way he plays.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, he's just playing his role with aplomb. And the way he grabs the footy and just goes for a run, like he's quite smart. And he seemed to really measure where he was going and have an awareness of where he is at all times and his teammates. And so every possession he had, he made work for us. Like he had 3 contested possessions, had the 5 intercept possessions, 3 score involvements, and 3 inside 50s. So I think he's almost a kind of defensive winger, in that he helps us work it up from one end of the ground to the other. As much as he wasn't as predominant as he had been previously, I thought he was still really important with defensive efforts, like getting a fist in there every now and then, causing a bit of pressure down there. I think he had quite a good game in the end for his game.
Oh, yeah, he did for sure. It's hard when you set the standards so high. Brandon Zerk-Thatcher, he tried hard, mate. As I said, he was giving away a lot of centimetres to his opponent. He just had the 12 disposals, 6 kicks, 6 marks, 6 kicks, 6 handballs and 5 marks. It was a tougher game for him, but he still did all he can to keep North score down.
He did, mate. Yeah, I thought he played a fairly good role. Took the five marks, as you say. And, yeah, but he did have it, which wasn't a lot. Yeah, used it fairly well. Had the five contested possessions, so had to, yeah, work pretty hard. And he still throws his body around like crazy, Jamin. Actually had the eight intercept possessions overall, which, yeah, obviously super important for us. So I think, you know, he's playing a really good role for us. And, and good on him, because, you know, last year I was questioning him whether we stick with him. And, yep, again, that's another one where I've been proven to be wrong. He's showing his quite able down there, James, and, yeah, playing a very good role for us.
Well, he is that. You know, he's our main fullback now. Really earned that. Andrew Phillips, he came back into the side after being rested last week. Had 8 disposals, 3 kicks, 5 handballs, 2 marks, 4 tackles. Had that shot at goal, mate, that he wishes he had back, because that was a really thing. But that wonderful check side pass on the wrong side of his foot was something to see. One of my most memorable moments out of that game. But look, 25 hit outs, so I thought he rucked really well.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, he brought a couple of times he brought the ball to ground, and we saw Draper kick a goal in the back of him creating a contest from Phillips. So, yeah, look, he's workmanlike. You know, I think there's been times he's got games where probably, you know, we might have done better giving Nick Bryan a go. But I think he certainly earned his spot on Sunday night.
Yeah, he did, mate. I think, look, as much as the stat sheet don't show huge game, I think certainly in the ruck, he battled really well against Goldstein. At least even that contest, which is good. Had the 2 goal assists, so obviously that one to Massimo D'Ambrosio and the other one. A nice little check side to Nick Martin Chamber. And obviously, throws his body around. I think, not his greatest game. I would say he's probably average overall for mine. Because certainly, like, he took a couple of marks, but there was a lot he dropped as well. Particularly on that wing, we were trying to get an outlet kick.
Okay, I was just on that. I thought at least one of those was a mark that the umpire didn't pay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So he's a bit stiff there. Mm. But, he certainly creates a contest.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, he's creating a contest and, overall, playing okay.
Yeah. Mac Welfi, it's been great to see him come back into the side.
Mm.
Kicked the 2 goals, 14 possessions, 7 kicks, 7 handballs, 5 marks, 5 tackles. And those chase downs were great to see. And, he's a real important player to us. He used to be a player that was in and out of the side, but he's so important. You know, got up really high in our best and fairest last year. And you can see why. I think he's 3rd overall last year. So there's a reason for it. And you can see the players love him. You know, he must be a really good team man. Great to see him back and, doing really important stuff on the field.
He certainly is, mate. And you mentioned earlier, like, he's developed a bit of pace. I think he must have really worked on that, James, because that was one area of the game, previous years, that we thought, oh, he's not the quickest bloke going around, tries hard but doesn't have the polish. And I think he's really worked his butt off to get where he is right now. And I thought, he was quite quick. And you saw him, really chase down and pressure blokes on the day. Like, to have the 5 tackles is pretty huge for the bloke, playing forward pocket, essentially. Kicking a couple of goals was good. Actually, 6 contested possessions as well. So, worked bloody hard for it. 6 score involvements. Even had a couple of intercept possessions when he went down back briefly. So I thought, quite a good game from Matt Guelfi, and, glad to see him back on the side.
Nick Martin was brilliant. This is where sometimes stats are overrated.
Mm.
Now, if I told you Nick Martin only had 21 disposals, that would kind of understate what he actually did with those. He just cuts, and he actually reminds me. I know people say Carousella, but he reminds me of another wingman for the Bombers in Glenn Hawker, which is a long time ago, mate. You probably don't remember him. But he was a brilliant wingman. He's not as bulky as Glenn Hawker, but just his run and carry and just the way he hits targets is wonderful. 21 disposals, 14 kicks, 7 handballs, 7 marks, 5 tackles and 2 goals. And those tackles, mate, that was something we lamented last year. We thought Nick Martin has to, yeah, he's only slight, but he needs to learn to tackle. There's a lot of games last year he had 0 tackles. It's great to see that he's had that defensive side as well. And, I thought he was brilliant on the night.
Yeah, he was, James. And, like 21 disposals, like he actually thought he had more of an impact than that, which just goes to show what an impact he did have with those numbers, because he was everywhere, James. And as you say, like, yeah, 5 tackles, that's good. But also, he had 4 clearances, which was huge. And I think, you know, we talked previously, well, the club has talked previously about, could this bloke, go in the middle, become a midfielder? And I kind of always thought, oh, look, he's more of a winger. He's like an outside running kind of player. But, geez, the way he works through traffic, James, is phenomenal. Like, he's got really good vision, knows where blokes are. And, like, while he kicked the 2 goals himself, he also had 3 goal assists, which is absolutely huge. To have that level of impact, from that position. Like, we haven't had a winger have that kind of impact for a bloody long time, James. To have the 9 score involvements in the end, 10 contested possessions, so, doing the hard stuff. As you say, I thought he played a brilliant game.
Massimo D'Ambrosio, mate, kicked a wonderful goal to get us home and ended up being the match-winning goal. Came in as the sub 3-quarter time. 6 disposals, all kicks, mate. The 2 marks and 2 tackles and the most important thing, that goal. So I thought he was very serviceable as the sub and, we got a lot out of him in that last quarter.
Yeah, we sure did, James. I was puzzled by his inclusion as the sub. But look, as will continue to be a consistent theme, James, I was wrong. He kicked a really important goal for us. Just that composure to slam it on the boot and put it through at that stage of the game was, pretty huge. And we saw how much everyone got around him after the game. So he's obviously a loved member of the team, which is great to see. So, he certainly played his role, James.
Yeah, I think he's been a sub the last 3 games now, mate. So he must be dying for, to get into the 22 and get a full game. But it's a pretty tough team to break into at the moment, especially with the news of Peter Wright most likely back this week. So, it's who do you drop and who gets made the sub as an alternative? These are the questions that we'll see answered in the next week. But the last one is Jai Menzies, mate. And, he's another player. His stats probably don't do him justice. He kicked a goal. He had 10 disposals, 6 kicks, 4 handballs, 2 marks and 4 tackles. And those tackles in the last quarter, as I said, I implore everyone to watch the last couple of minutes again and just watch Jai Menzies, how much he tackles and does his bit to keep the ball in our possession. It really caught my eye. And, as I said, those stats, you sometimes think, just 10 disposals. But, it was what he kicked a lovely goal and he's been a real good find for us. And add those 4 tackles just goes to show that he's not just a forward, he's worked defensively as well.
Yeah, absolutely, James. I think he showed obviously a fair bit of toughness, James, to cop that knee in the face from Zeeble. And then get back up and still play a role for us. is absolutely huge. Yeah, you think this bloke, you know, we'd questioned his I had questioned his want for the contest because we'd seen him get spooked in games previously, Jane, where he might have not gone for tackles that were there. I think of the Collingwood game in particular, where he just seemed completely out of it. But I think he wasn't alone there. And as a young bloke to kind of bounce back from that kind of performance to where we see him now, where he went at it like a madman, Jane. I think it shows how hard this bloke's working for his opportunity at the AFL level. And I'm sure he'll continue to develop, which is great to see. But already we're seeing some fairly good output from him. Like, kicks yet another goal. Another notch in the belt there for him to go with his four tackles. So I think he played, serviceable game overall and a goal assist to boot. So that well done to John Menzies.
All righty. Well, that leads us to the Doncast medal votes. And, mate, you always lead us off.
Beautiful. Well, a bit of a tough one overall because we had the standouts and then you also ran. I have to say, like, with that, probably a few honourable mentions for that last vote in particular. Because I thought of, Heppel. I thought Guelphy, potentially. Other blokes as well, but the ones that I went for, so one vote went to Mason Redmond. I thought he was pretty solid down back again. Two votes to Langford for his four goals. I thought it was really important for us. Three votes went to Ridley. I think just his composure down back is an absolute boon for us. And the bloke's only 24 years old, James, so still plenty of years of footy for him, which is great. Four votes went for Nick Martin. Played a really good game in the end. But for mine, I couldn't go past Zach Merritt with five votes. Like the captain just led the way from the front all game. And when he's, impact, was limited when Liam Shields got sent to him. And I had to have a laugh when Zach Merritt said after the game, oh, geez, I thought he'd retired, but he came back just for me. I thought, for Merritt to sort of fight his way through that tag and still have an impact on the game was really, really important for us. So that's where he got my five votes. How about yourself, Jane? How'd you read it?
Similar, just in a different order. I've got one different player to you, mate. I went five for Martin. And I know Merritt started the game on fire and it was very important throughout the game, but I couldn't go past Martin. Just his decision making and beautiful use of the footy. So sorry, Zach, but I went five for Nick Martin, four for Merritt, who was brilliant as well. Jordan Ridley for the three. As you said, mate, all those marks and just such an important player.
Mm.
Like you, I went two for Langford with those four goals. I thought they were very important. And I actually gave one to Jai Caldwell. I thought he worked bloody hard throughout the game and wanted to reward him. As I said, his disposal might not always be A1, but he goes harder than most and, I enjoy watching him play. So, one to Jai Caldwell.
Yep, brilliant. All right, well, let's tally him up then, James. So, we'll go from the bottom as always. So, we've got three votes apiece to Durham and Phillips, four to Zerk Thatcher, five votes each to Caldwell and Perkins. Draper is on six. Hobbs and Setterfield are on seven, Wiedemann on eight, Heppel on nine, Kelly on 12, Scheel on 18, Stringer on 21, McGrath on 29, Langford on 30, and our top five are Martin on 31, Ridley on 34, Parrish on 35, Merritt on 45, and still out in front is Mason Redmond with 48 Doncast medal votes.
Yeah, it's starting to warm up, and it just goes to show how good Darcy Parrish is playing. He's still on 35.
Yeah.
He's not far off the pace, and he's missed four games, I think. So, it's a pretty important part to get him back into the side as well. But, very good to get another win, mate. I look forward to us demolishing Carlton. I'd love that. Whether it happens, I'm not sure, but I want it to happen, and until next week, go the Bombers.
Go Dons.